Hey, Dan, it's Dan Aykroyd. I'm going to talk group.
Good morning, WAFU.
Hey, you beat what?
KFADA is doing a test on statewide one.
Hey, KCKJO. WAFSM, KCKJO. Fred, you out there? WAFSM, KCKJO.
Hey, Tom, since you're lurking about, can you let me know if my transmission is getting through? Okay, F8S.
Yeah, you sound good. I got you. It just happened. I'm sitting there cruising down 69, and all of a sudden Fred just passed me up. So I was just trying to reach him. I mean, look, he's like two cars ahead of me.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I know my my old Anytone 878 was having trouble on DMR, so if you're hearing me and is my call sign, or sorry, my ID showing okay? It should be like 318-2328.
No, it didn't look like that, but it's your voice.
Okay, yeah, then it's just it's the hot spot then. It's the WPSD whatever hot spot. I think it's mangling the IDs. I wonder if I can help them with that. I should go look at what they're, I bet you they're not setting the right headers. I don't think it's the CMN issue. I think it's the hotspot, the software issue.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, it's not even come up. I mean, last time I talked to you, it showed up NFS with your ID on it. This time it's something different, like 64 or whatever.
How many guys are over here?
No, I'm over here in Lapeer County right now. I'm about to get gas. I can check back at you in a second.
I'm at more fit. Yeah, I believe about you like you were Spanish. All right, no worries. I'm just, this is me on the repeater. So I will, I'll catch you on the other side, or the other when you're done. Okay, see you guys.
All right, yep. I'll call back out in a minute. KCKJO.
Alright, what about Project? Alright, now I should be on Mayville. Yeah, sorry, it was still over on Fenton. I think, I don't know. On the other side of 24. That damn Johnson control van was going so slow, I blew the doors off of it.
I know where he went. He was calling you and calling you and calling you, and now you're here, and now he won't talk to you. I don't know. Yeah, you were on Fenton. You were on Flint and then Fenton, so. When you were on Flint, you were making it, though. It was goofy. You were only neg 112. You should have been making it.
Well, I was the other side of 24 here, so. I'm getting ready to get off at Wilder. So. I was like, I should be over on Mayville anyway. I threw my call on statewide 2 when I got on 69, because that's where I was. So my radio was on statewide 2, and it was actually in it was in Rome, so I wasn't really scanning. It was just in statewide 2. I was like, I think that Johnson control van I just blew right by was Tom.
That was me. That's what I got in touch again. I was in Rome, but
hey, he's on Burnside.
He's probably just getting into the county then. So, yeah, maybe a little bit better. But, you know, depends on what his radio picks.
Sorry.
I'm getting off here at
Wild.
Woohoo!
Roger,
Right.
W8FSM. Yeah, I got off on Lake Nepissing, and I got to head to Lapeer Road and go stop off over there. But yeah, I saw you buzz right by me, so I didn't realize it was you that I saw the plate. KCKJO.
I figured it was a Johnson control van, and well, yeah. And then I saw who was in the smile. I looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh, I know who that fella is.
I'm the captain now.
Yes, I'm the captain now. Good old Whee! We're headed to the market. It's Sloppy Joe day for lunch, and I need, so I'm going to get Sloppy Joe's and bacon. Maybe bacon, sausage, ground beef, so I'm running up to the market here in Lapeer, so I'm ignoring my phone because it's all work calls this morning, and I'm on vacation, and people don't seem to care. So I'm just ignoring the phone. Oh, I'm in the middle of Lapeer. I can't hear you. Sorry.
Hello, Sean. KCKJO.
Hey, question. Is Fred showing up as 31244 for the radio ID? I'm just curious if it's just me.
I'm showing up with whatever ID I want to show up with to the entire network. So 44 sounds about right.
Yeah, that's what I got, 31244. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I was just curious because I wanted to know if my radio was broken or not.
No, it's working for me, Dave. I hear you, and I hear Fred. Do you hear me? Do you hear Sean? Do you hear other voices in your head?
Oh, I always hear voices in my head. I just don't answer them.
Oh, I see the Thumb Alarm Building. Should I go do donuts in their parking lot?
Yes, do that and put JCI in the parking lot.
No, I'm going to put ASI on there. Yeah, you know, well, I'll get Century in their face. I got to represent Frazier, yo. What? You know, Sean represents Warren. I got to represent Frazier.
Yeah, can't use the gas station on Lake Nipissing. That marathon, somebody hit one of the pumps, knocked it over, so they had to cap it off, and so they shut everything down. Somebody wasn't paying attention.
All right. Hi, Sean. All right, I'm running into the meat market here, so I'll be back.
He's running into the meat market. He's got to get some bratwurst because he ain't got no meat. Keep it up to your pint.
That was funny. Casey and KJ, I'll talk to him.
Bastards. There's no fun if they're out of Funky Joe's.
I just ordered a case, and it should be coming this week, of red gold Sloppy Joe mix.
Oh, I got mix at home. There's stuff to make the mix and a show mix, but they sold out of all their lunch Sloppy Joes.
Where?
The country market. It's over here east of town. They have different lunch specials. And today's was Sloppy Joes, and they're actually for, you get it for $6. You get two Sloppy Joes, a bag of chips, and a drink. It's really freaking, and the Sloppy Joes are huge. So, but they were already sold out. So I just got my meat order and all that. Meat, bacon, and sausage.
And have your pudding if you don't eat your meat.
Hey, all right. She goes, did you call and place an order for the sloppies? I said, no. She goes, oh, I'm all sold out. I'm holding three orders for people, and that's it.
Yeah.
You should have told her you'll make her popular on Facebook if she sells them to you.
Oh, they're already pretty popular. This place is packed right now. It's 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're packed. Now it looks like the Comcast contractors are in my backyard and getting motion alerts.
Well, no Sloppy Joes today, but hey, you might have it tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I got ground meat and all that, so yeah, I can make it now. I got sausage and bacon for the breakfast bowls. Michelle got eggs already, so I didn't need to pick eggs up. She got eggs this morning, but she told me I needed to run to the meat market to get my get the meat order, and so I did. Because she knew that they posted this morning about having Sloppy Joes, so she knows I like Sloppy Joes, so you get to go do get Sloppy Joes and meat. I got the meat. I didn't get the Sloppy Joes. I know, I can stop at, I'll come into town here and get a meat sandwich. I think there's an Arby's in Lapeer.
I believe so, on Lapeer Road. I just passed the hospital.
Yeah, I'm just going by my office right now, so I just waved at everybody.
Yeah, I got to go to Southfield. And, but going down, trying to find gasoline and trying to find a wood door. This place up here didn't have it, so got enough fuel to make it to the BP by my office, and we're going to breeze right by and say hello, goodbye.
Oh, here we go. I can go to the cannabis store. They got curbside pickup. I'll just say hi, yo. Charlie, is you want to get hot?
So you're not at the Arby's, then?
No, I haven't found it. I don't know. Do I want Arby's? I mean, I got the meats next to me. I don't know. Maybe I'll just go back towards home. See what fancies me along the way. Maybe I'll try there's a hot dog place in Davison. Maybe I'll do that. I'll cut over that. I'll just get off at 15.
Well, I just passed the Sonic. That's up here, north of the freeway.
Are you going north or southbound? You already, you said you were about, I must be going southbound because you were by the hospital.
We are heading southbound towards, yeah, because here's the freeway. Heading towards Troy.
Oh, okay. I'm at the light at Emily and LaPierre Road right now. So wait to make the left.
I was just ahead of you then. I'm just crossing onto the freeway.
Yeah, the meat market's a mile or two east of the city limits here on Emily City Road, just east of my office. So my office is on the corner of Emily and right on the city township border. We're in the right on the township side, but right on the border here.
Gotcha. And was that Jeff out there too? I heard him out there, SWR.
Yeah, you can check me in and out. Give it up to Bear.
I thought I heard your voice out there, KCKGO.
I heard John earlier when I was calling out this place. John was out here somewhere.
Yeah, but I think he jumped in and jumped out. I think he's like buried to his gills at work. Something he took 2 weeks off.
I just got a text. Are you ignoring me? I've got a question and I have issues. Roback on vacation. In the damn calendar, people. Do we not look at our calendars?
Yeah, obviously I'm not on vacation, but if you're on vacation, I wouldn't answer the phone. Look in the calendar, like you said.
Oh, a checkers? There's a checkers here. I don't know what the hell. It's got a line and a half out of it. Never mind. Like, I haven't seen a checkers in... Wow.
Yeah, you get a big juicer. Well, Sonic is right there, too. Somewhere. Oh, you might be too far north.
No, I just passed it. Oh, here's the new Popeye. Oh, it's not open yet. I knew this was coming. I saw them building this Popeye's here. Oh, man, I actually get a Popeye's. Louisiana. Well, I think I'm going to try that hot dog place in Davis. I tried it a year or two ago. I wasn't impressed, but it's been 2 years. Maybe they've... increased for something better, maybe? I don't know. It's vacation. I'm supposed to go explore and try new things.
All you can do is hope, but, you know, a hot dog is a hot dog. There's an all-beef hot dog, a chicken hot dog. It depends on what type of hot dog you want. Most places serve those chicken-beef hot dogs.
Oh, this place had like 40 different hot dogs. One of them fancy hot dog places.
They don't have hot dogs, they have Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh no, Grandma fell and slid under her truck. Ouch!
Did you go and help Fred, or did you just take a picture and post it online?
I'm not sure. I'm Googling the hot dogs while I'm driving down the highway. Christ, I forgot I'm out of truck data. And so it's like 3G speed in my truck right now. Till the 13th of the month. Damn it, it's taking forever. It still says there's D-Dog specialty hot dogs right there on M15 on the north side of town. So I got past the load.
Wonderful. Be right back. Got a phone call. KCKGO.
There he is.
M-A-W-R-O, M-A-W-R-O, K-E-L-A-X.
K-E-A-L-A-X. N-A-W-R-O, statewide 1.
Tim, are you monitoring 7.2 by chance? This is K-E-8-L-A-X.
Are you monitoring 7.2 by chance?
KE8LAX from NAWRO.
NAWRO. KE8LAX. Are you monitoring 7.2? And can you look at the CMN hub? I'm not seeing us on there. Is that intentional?
KEAWUO, statewide one. NAWRO, go ahead, John.
How's it going there, sir? I'm just leaving work, heading towards the library. What about you?
Well, I'm here. Well, I got to figure out where it's at. Yeah, it's kind of the first time I've been here, I think.
Yeah, it's an interesting building. I've been there a couple times, but never to the library. Yeah, little room to ourselves, or if we're getting like a corner, a table in the corner type of thing, but should be interesting. Thanks for landing that place.
Yeah, we got a room. I forget what it was, like the Tom Sawyer room or something. Trying to figure out what door to go into. Oh, man, this is nice.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. I'll let you mess around in there and find everything, but I should be there about 15, 20 minutes tops. KEAWUO. I'll be monitoring.
Copy that. Yeah, not official till 4:45, and Fox United's going to be here and give us a presentation. It's going to be good news. I'll leave you with that until you get here. NAWRO, I'll be clear.
NAWRO, KCQGO.
NAWRO here at the destination. What's up, Tom?
Oh, I'll be down there. I'm at 22 in Hayes, so it won't take me that long.
Yeah, no worries. John is just leaving work as well. And technically, it doesn't start until, I mean, we're early, put it that way. KE8LAX, Dean was trying to get a hold of me, and I couldn't raise him on 7.2, so I'll see when he gets there, I guess. I think it was one of the newer guys that I sent a postcard to, Ben.
NAWRO?
NAWRO, go.
Yeah, I was talking to Ben, and I was trying to, I looked at the voter, and then I looked at the CMN hub, and that's what I was questioning. I'm not seeing
KEAWUO.
Got you in there, John. Yeah, I've seen that happen after the Sunday net. Sometimes it doesn't reappear, so we may have to reconnect. So we're standing alone, no big deal right now this minute, but we may have to address that. Fox United is going to be at the meeting tonight, so we can talk to him about that. And go ahead, John, your thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, I think that guy's name is Ben. He checked in our last net. You might have sent him a postcard. He lives in Fraser. That should confirm that we're talking about the same person. But I'm about 80% sure he's 16 years old. So just food for thought.
Therein lies the flaw with our system. So we're going to have to bring that up to Alpha 1 or Viper 1. I changed it to Viper 1 today. Go ahead, Dean. I know you were talking with him at length.
Yeah, he's just got some basic equipment, and I was just trying to help him out, give him some advice and what have you. But he was having issues, so I wanted to see what the voter was doing for him, and then I had him pull up the CNN. And then I pulled it up, and I was like, wait a minute, hold on. And so I wanted to confirm with you, because I didn't know if it dropped out for a reason or if it needed to be reconnected.
So this is the second time that I've noticed after a Sunday net, it's not, I presume they have to disconnect, but I don't know. This is good timing. It's something we can ask Sean tonight. John, what do you think? The voter would still work, though, just by not being connected. It's just we're not in the Central Michigan network. So, yeah, any one of us can fix that, but I'm just curious why it's happening. It seems to be after the Sunday net. John, go ahead.
Well, I don't really have much, but my assumption is that whomever is doing the disconnecting for the Sunday net is under the impression that we're not connecting all the time anymore, and they might just need to be updated as to what our schedule is for connection, because there was a time where we weren't connected, and there are times when we're not connected, but I could be mistaken. I'll leave that up to the experts. KE8WUO over to Dean, I think.
Well, I'm still here. Duh.
Sorry, Doctor. Go ahead. Take a turn. Then over to Dean.
Well, I didn't get onto the net last night. I put it on to 47.2, and I didn't hear anything. So I said, you know, that was that kind of thing. Is that what you guys are talking about? KC8KJ04, my identification at this time.
I'm going to turn that one over to Tim, because I usually don't listen to the Sunday nets. But I'm going to assume that that was likely a problem. It might have happened before the net, possibly. So John might be right. Tim, over to you.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm just going to put another alarm on my phone for either Sunday night or Monday morning to double-check the 7.2. And we can self-serve that. I mean, I appreciate Jeff doing what he's doing and OBU doing the control station for that HF net. So what we can do is just police our own, and if we notice it didn't get reconnected, I'll just take care of it. So we're good with that. Over to John, I think.
All right, very good. Tom, KCA-KJO, I have your sidecar for your VoIP bat phone. So, provided you're coming to the same place I am, and I think you are, don't let me leave without giving that to you. And Dean, I have the scanner as well. So we'll send it over to KCA-KJO and then over to Dean.
KCA-KJO, perfecto. Because I'm bringing my 5T5G, and if WBD is coming to the meeting, so he can tinker with it and see what I'm missing and what I did wrong. And if it works at his house without any issues, that means I programmed it right, and I got a firewall issue in mine. So we'll see what happens. Over to Dean, how are yours?
You still with us, Dean? N8WRO.
I'm going to assume that my last transmission was not received. I was told John will take care of that after the meeting, and I'm running a little bit behind because traffic out here is not pleasant on these two-lane highways. Tim, back over to you.
Copy that, last. Once again, no worries, guys. Technically, this meeting can start until 4:45. At this point, we're like a half hour early. I got the room for 4:30. Is that watch? We're ahead of you, so no worries. And, John, this is totally optional, but not sure if you're interested, but I brought my tough book. I could give it to you, and you could see what you could do with it about installing good stuff. And then I'll get it back from you from MISD at the training meeting.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. What kind of good stuff are you looking for?
I'll go direct if you guys don't mind. Just the 365. We can put 365 in that without extra cost. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. Your current email has that as a feature, so you should be able to use that sign-in on, like, I think 5 different devices or so before we run into any kind of issues. It's probably more. You probably can sign in on as many devices as you need, as long as you're signed in under that account. But not 100% sure. I'd have to look at the exact specifics of that. But I'm at 16 in Trainer, so I probably ETA about 10 minutes. We'll send it over to KCA and KJL.
Yeah, while you're at it, John, I need to, if you can set up the email on my phone, that'd be great. That way I don't got to log into it on my laptop and miss something. So That would help too, if you don't mind, if you have the time. Dean.
Yeah, I just took the login that I was given, just downloaded the apps I needed and logged in on my phone. It was pretty simple. But GPS is giving me 30 minutes out, and I'm trying to rush, but we'll see. But at least you guys are aware that I'm a snitch behind. Back over to you, Tim.
NAWRO, copy that. Again, no worries, Dean. I think officially it was 4:45, so you'll be right on time. I'll let the boss know. I'll make this my last, guys. I'm going to go in, but I do have statewide one with me on the HT if the room is, soundproof type thing. NAWRO, I will be clear, but back on shortly. Into the library. We'll see you guys soon.
John, over to you.
I like turtles.
Okay. I'm laughing pretty good on that one. K-E-8-L-A-X for ID. Tom, do you have anything?
Foxtrot United taught me that one. But no, I'm just being a goofball as usual. K-E-8-W-U-O. Yeah, that's all I got for right now. We'll see you soon. Man. Yeah, there's things I could bring up, but we'll just talk about it in person.
Sounds good. 7:30, Tim. We'll see you guys all soon. I'll be monitoring. This is K-E-8-L-A-X.
NAWRO, this is NAGDG. Is there Tim? Nothing heard. NAGDG, clear.
NAGDG, K-E-8-L-A-X. NAGDG, NAGDG, K-E-8-L-A-X. Nothing hurt, K-E-8-L-A-X monitoring.
WW8MS testing. WW8MS testing.
You're coming in loud and clear. K-E-8-Y-N-U.
N-A-W-R-O, we're coming over here.
And you, K-8-Y-N-U, K-K-K-G-O. So you're, Dave?
Yep, I'm here. I saw you pass by. I was going to get ready to pick the radio. So, yeah, I see you.
For some reason, my GPS told me to take 13 mile across, and I don't know why. Mine did, I ignored it. I'm going Van Dyke to 59.
I'm going Van Dyke to 32 and taking 32 down into Richmond to go to Cibolli's Pizza.
I love that place. W-A-D.
K-8-L-A-X. K-8-L-A-X. Or K-E-8-L-A-X. And K-8-W-U-O. You guys on DMR as well? I guess not. They're somewhere.
Gas is like 50 cents more a gallon down here than up by us.
Yeah, I was noticing that. It's pretty expensive down here. They can keep the prices. I'll keep my VJs and my sheets there. And, that's all pretty good. But I'll keep the low prices.
$2.39 at Myers here at Van Dyke and 15. Or wait, no, this is Metro.
Someone was talking with Sean earlier about sheets bringing the prices down by competing stations, next door to each other, which, of course, is a good thing.
Well, they definitely messed up the Chesterfield market for the gas people, the gas gougers, so, which is good. Diesel, which is what I use, yesterday was $3.19 at BJ, so they're in competition also with Sheets. So that was a good thing. That would keep us at freight on that for a long time. Good.
Yeah, Melissa goes to BJ's for the Escalade, but I fill up wherever my Upside app gives me more money back per gallon. So with my Upside app, it's $3.19 a gallon. And then look at the Upside app, and if that gas station's on there, it says, oh, it's 15 cents cash back. So I pay $3.19 a gallon, and I get 15 cents cash back on the Upside app that when I save it all up, then I can transfer it over to an Amazon gift card or whatever else.
So I get closer towards Prospect and Gresham and all that other fun stuff. It's getting cheaper.
Washington and Van Dyke is $2.57. Okay, hey, that's a 20 cent difference.
I want you to take Little Mac.
Yeah, they're trying to get you to the freeway. But if you're on 13, yeah, I think that's a Little Mac. 13 will take you right down to Little Mac and then take you to 94 East. You can go north on Little Mac. Right there by the Speedway is the ramp.
But that's what it's trying to tell me to do. Where'd you go, Dave?
Oh, I'm still here. Went out Metro instead of taking Van Dyke North. It would be easier to get across.
I'm crossing Gresham right now on 13. Oh, you're right. I know what it's doing. You're right, Tom.
Yeah, the ramp is right there. Cross over Gresham, go underneath the viaduct for the freeway. Get to the next light, which is Little Mac, turn left, north, or east, whatever you want to call it. And the freeway ramp is right there. On the freeway you go.
Yeah, I'm going by Texas Roadhouse. That's really busy. Longhorns than Texas Roadhouse. What about you, Dave? What's your favoriteest?
Oh, I'm anywhere where I expect to get steak. I think I'm a Longhorns fan, personally, but anywhere you can get a good steak.
There's a place in Imlay City, and now it's on the tip of my tongue because you said Longhorn and Texas Roadhouse. I can't spit it out, but gotta give you a minute. But they got really good steak, and their prime rib is to die for, and the baked potato is about the size of your hand. KJO, who's next? Jim?
Lucky's.
Thank you, Lucky's. Yes, Lucky's Steakhouse. Not the one in Flint, that one stinks. But the one in Imlay City, oh yeah. Great T-bones. And if you like prime rib, oh, they got the best. Melt in your mouth.
Now you got me thinking about steak. I haven't had steak in forever. I'm going to talk to the boss and see if I can get a good steak dinner or something.
I did mine on the grill last night at home. I bought a whole bunch of them. They were on sale at one of the big box BJ's, Costco's, whatever. Really thick New York's. And temperature was fairly moderate last night, so I cooked one on the grill, and it turned out pretty good. Go ahead, Tom.
I haven't answered. Oh, when did I have steak last? Oh, Melissa and I went to Golden Corral, and they actually had I think it was New York strip. Can't remember now, but it was cooked just right, and it was pretty good. A lot of flavor. Sometimes you get to those places like that, and it's just a piece of leather, hard to chew. But this one was marinated just right.
Yeah, I like doing my own steaks on the grill. Leo just bought me one of them flat tops, and man, it is so good. I liked the bricks over charcoal or over propane, but man, this flat top has a beat.
Yeah, is it one of the? I got a Blackstone, and it's just a tabletop, but I make teriyaki chicken on it, and it comes out just great. And I make smash burgers. I haven't done a steak on it yet.
I'm resisting the urge to buy one of those. I got it. charcoal grill, takes the old clunky, ugly charcoal, and it's got a blower motor in it, and it looks like the egg, they called it, and it's got electronic control to control the temperature. It does an okay job, but I like the way the steak tastes in it, but I didn't want to go through all that hassle, so I just used the propane one. But, yeah, the little Blackstone type thing, that's pretty cool. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, if you season it right, too, it makes everything taste good. We've done eggs on it. We've done pancakes and, bacon, different things on it. It's kind of handy. It's kind of nice to have. That wasn't too expensive, either.
NWRO, Jim, are you still with us, sir?
Yeah, sir. Just eastbound on Hall Road, passing Hayes. Just listening. Oh, passing the Longhorn Steakhouse.
Sorry, I forgot about you. My fault. Where am I? North River Road. Northeastbound. So I got pretty lucky. Of course, there wasn't much traffic on 13th. I don't know why it kept me off 696. Maybe there was an accident or something. But I figured, okay, I've learned over the years, don't question the GPS.
I wish some of our paramedics would question the GPS sometimes, but sometimes the GPS takes them the long route. It's like, why should you guys take that route?
I avoid Hall Road like the plague, and I've got accounts down there, believe me. It's not joyful when I'm going to go that way. But I'm at 28th Van Dyke.
Well, this time of night, I like it when you can time it and you're hitting all the green lights. I haven't stopped in a while, so making some progress. That's the way I came down, though, Tom. I probably should have gone that way, but I don't know. We'll see. Whoever gets to New Haven first wins.
That sounds like a contest. I think I saw that movie. New Haven would be a little far for me. New Haven Road. I'll take that. We'll call that. So, Dave, where are you in the scheme of things? You going to win? Go ahead. WB.
No, I'm going to lose. I'm on Gratiot, so I should have swung over to 94, but I think I'm going to lose that one.
Well, I'm doing 75. And what am I coming up to? Oh, it's a 29-mile road. So, like I said, I got to go backtrack down to Richmond to Tivoli, so it shouldn't be too bad.
So that's kind of the reason I wanted to come into town the other way, so because got a few restaurants there, you know, the pub, and Tivoli's good. I don't know if Ted's is open right now, but just doing, 54?
I just got passed by a car, but UV was doing all of 100. I'm 21 miles.
Yeah, once I get out of the Clem, then I can pick it up a little bit. Usually I go about 60 up crashing.
I know, I've driven behind you.
I keep my badge on me, so if I get pulled over, I just gotta work for my circuit.
I don't know about that. All right, I'm getting close to Grossbeck here.
I still have a badge, and they told me not to do that.
It's not encouraged, but a couple of my coworkers have done it. One of my coworkers was doing about 90 down Hall Road and got stopped and was in uniform, and a sheriff's deputy was like, "Well, never mind, have fun. Don't speed."
I know the Memphis cops.
I'm just going to say no comment. I may or may not have a circular device on my plate.
Hey, Tom, I said that and $5 will get you a Starbucks coffee.
And I get the front of my house plowed and salted.
I just show them the badge that they've issued me. That always works. Go ahead, Dave.
Right.
So, you know, Dave, on door signs, if you... the last word, core, one of the guys mentioned if you just white out the R, you're all set. Amateur radio cops.
Hey, there we go. Let's get some. We'll get some white tape and tape off the air there.
Did you see that video I posted? All-Star is not ham radio.
You're still connected to a radio.
POC radio is not ham radio.
That's for sure.
I'm still using a STE or LTE radio, ADUD.
True that. Good news. I'm 1 mile from New Haven Road, so I'm going to win a fabulous all-expense JFA trip to New Baltimore. So, John, good meeting tonight. I think it all went well. So, you going to make it home in time? So this an easy drive for you or a little bit difficult drive for you?
It was all surface streets, and I'm probably about a quarter mile from my house now. I'm on Long Lake. Just turned just to the Michigan left from Rochester Road.
So you're not that far out. Yeah, I don't know.
Go ahead,
Tim. Pick it up. Hitting off the exit. NHWRO, northbound Gratiot, just south of 21 mile. Who's next? How about Dave?
Northbound Gratiot, almost. To 21 mile road, so I'm not too far off yet.
I think I'm behind you, maybe.
32 and Romeo Plank.
Washington and 25. I am really, you know what, every time I use this repeater, it just impresses the hell out of me. I am on my handy-talkie that entire time. It's just my little bitty XPR. It just impresses me all get out, you know. Driving to work hard.
Yeah, it's really, it is nice. It is nice to have a solid repeater like this. Because, I mean, like I said, you can be in the middle of, like, nowhere and you still get coverage from it.
I think I was on DMR on Saturday going to Port Huron, but I can't remember. I know I was on Richmond, and I lost it right around, 32 and 94, maybe. A little bit more east.
Dave, we got to figure out if we can hit that GMARC repeater for those nets coming up. I had to program that in my Yaesu at the base. I didn't even have it. Both the UHF and VHF. I think they're linked, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I can hit it from my house, the UHF one. I would be surprised if you couldn't hit it. Because that's on top of the road sign, and you have coverage everywhere with that one. There's guys up in way up in Lapeer that have been talking on it.
You're talking about KC8LTS, TJ's repeater in Detroit?
Negative. GMARC is General Motors Amateur Radio Club on top of the Rensen. The Morning Brew.
Oh, I know. I've been on the Morning Brew. Yeah, 443075. Yep. Meh, quite a bit, too. All depends on what time in the morning it is. But, yeah, that one's pretty high, 62 stories.
Yeah, it's got good coverage. I mean, like I said, I'd be surprised if you couldn't hit it.
I'm glad to hear that. So I'm going to have to, we're going to have to do a signal check tomorrow. On that one. Gratiot, north of 23.
How about a radio check? I'm new here. Can anybody hear me? That's my...
You're breaking up now, Wally. Going a little bit digital. But I can hit the GMARC from Memphis sitting at the gas station.
Copy that, then I shouldn't have a problem with my setup, then I'll just have to give it a shot. Don't know why it wasn't in the code plug to begin with.
JAC, KGO. Go ahead, Dean.
Oh, I just popped in here because my son has one of my radios, one of my DMRs, and he was listening, so he was just sending me messages because me and John just left the venue, so I wanted to pop in here briefly just so that he could listen. I'm at Van Dyke and Chicago Road in Warren.
Well, you definitely will not win. First one to New Haven wins contest tonight, though. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I don't think you got it there, Dean. I'm right behind Tim.
And I'm at 32 in Omo, so I'll be in Richmond in like 3 minutes.
I'm at home. You guys all have a good night, Doug.
Good one, Wally. NAWRO crashed at 20.
Hey, have a good night there, Wally. Hold on. Talk to you soon. And also, Grash, it's just north of 25.
73, Wally. KCKGO. Coming up on, where am I at? Oh, Arcadia Equestrian.
Hey, Dave, which way did you take back? Because the way I took here was 26 to Van Dyke and across. Which way did you take?
I went Van Dyke over to Metro, Metro over to crash at North.
Copy that. I like that idea. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. Hey, over near Freedom Hill, watch your speed because Sterling's sitting out in the, on the side.
And Sterling is not very nice.
No, they are not. Is it wrong to call them Smokies on amateur radio?
Yeah, I was going to have to say we're going to have to cue Eastbound and Down.
Just watch out for the boys in blue.
I was already humming the song before you even said it. That's funny.
Yeah, one of my buddies, if I want to get their head, I'll start humping it, but it'll be stuck in her head the rest of the night, for the rest of the day.
You want another one to stick in her head, Dave? Sit there and start singing Manamana.
I'll have to try that.
And Dean, for you, I can text you my, or I can email you my code plug for the Yaesu. I got all of Eastern Michigan, Central Michigan, and Western Michigan in my system fusion.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's, is that transferable to the 300D from that one? Do they kind of cross over like that?
Should.
The 300D is just a newer version of the 300D.
Fair enough. If you wanna send it, I'll throw it over. I mean, I kind of like how Dave had this one programmed, but there's only, I think, just the Yuseka fusion in there, which I've only heard someone talk on one time, and it was New Year's or New Year's Eve, one of the two. So, but yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, I got Fusion West, Fusion East, and the Who Cares Fusion in there. That's a Yaesu, so it should automate, so it should slide right in there. You got GPS on that, so. Does that one have ASP on it?
I'm not positive. What is ASP? KE8LAX Friday.
Automatic signal processing. So if you hear the hiss or the crackle in the background, when you turn it on, it cancels that, and then it enhances the audio, makes it more clear.
It really pulls the signal out of the weeds. If you haven't tried it before, Dean.
Yeah, I'm not positive. I'll have to look. I never tried. I kind of just use it as intended, and I use it for a little bit of APRS. Other than that, I haven't dug super deep into it.
Yeah, I probably mentioned it before, but those that do have the Yaesu ASP, do it on the state net on 5 o'clock Sunday night, because it really pulls that HF signal with no squelch. It just pulls it out, and you can hear it a lot better. Go ahead, Tom.
Sounds good. I'll have to look into the feature set and figure out if that's an option for me.
And I got the programming cable and the software, too.
Hey, Tom, did you get the RT System software, or what are you using?
RT System software. Came when I ordered the programming cable, it came with it.
Awesome. I just used it to put in that repeater, GMRAC, so I had to refresh my knowledge on how to do that, but piece of cake. Bye, Dean.
Yeah, when I added a couple things and I was working on the APRS, I used the Yaesu Atom something, but I didn't even use a programming cable. I used the SD card in the front face.
Yeah, I got that too, but I did all the programming on it. Be right back. Got to get the pizza. Get your own.
Sorry, guys. I am home. Good talking to you guys tonight and good meeting. You guys have a good one. 73CL. K8YNU.
73s, Dave. Have a good rest of your night.
73s, Dave. I'm doing Wendy's right now.
Hey, Tim, if you end up doing that, if you end up doing the reconnect, I'll be DMR if you don't mind letting me know when you do.
Got my pizza. KFATP3. KZKKO. Tim, you still out there? Almost home? Or are you home?
KE8LAX, you still there, Dean?
Go ahead, Tim.
Missed the last on the reconnecting 7.2. Either way, what's your pleasure?
Oh, I was just asking when you get back and do it, if you could let me know before you do so I can watch the dashboard. I didn't watch last time, so I just kind of wanted to see what it looked like.
Copy that. We'll do. How about a contact you here, statewide one?
Sounds good. I'll be standing by. KE8LAX.
Hey, WROKCKJO. Are you the only one that's able to do the connect and disconnect, or is Dave able to do that too?
No, we're spreading the wealth now. So I just trained Dean. Dean's doing it. Basically, net controllers. Of course, Wally always knew how to do it. And of course, Sean was doing it previously, but he turned it over to us. So, we're going to spread the wealth. But for now, I'm kind of the point guy so that we know who's doing what. So, over to you, Tom.
Nope, that's perfectly fine. I think that's a grand idea. The net controllers have the sole purpose of a net controller, so they can disconnect to it. Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, you know how to do it so we can disconnect Richmond when we have Richmond good old days.
Well, that's still an FBI thing. We don't have the keys to that yet, but that's kind of the project that John's working on. So one of these days, we'll do that. But when you do your hospital nets, I still don't know exactly how that works out. So, yeah, we're going to be having to do it then as well. Of course, springtime when the Skywarn nets happen, that's when we really, really have to be on the ball there because it's not scheduled. We don't know when it's going to happen. Listen, guys, I'm going to sign momentarily. I'll be at the base in a little bit. I'm in Richmond. 73 Saul in 8WRO. I'll be clear but listening.
Sounds good, Jim. And have a great night. I'm already up here and almost to Memphis. So I'll say 73 to you because you probably won't be there when I get home. KCKJO, go ahead, Dean. K8LAX, did I lose you, Dean?
KCKJO, I heard you calling me, but I didn't hear what you asked.
Oh, I was just saying if you were still there, that's all. Jim's stepping out so he can step into the base.
Yeah, just driving, taking my sweet old time.
Yeah, where you at right now?
I just hopped on 94, but I have to go down to 12 mile and 94 and help someone with an O2 sensor really quick because it needs to be torched off. So I'm jumping down to do that and then heading home.
Sounds like fun. And I still got to get a chance to get my Escalade over to you so you can take a look at that help sensor.
Copy that. Yeah, just give me a heads up because I haven't been spending a whole lot of time there, so I have to court, but yeah, give me a heads up whenever you wanna, you know, look at it, do whatever you wanna do to it, and we can go from there.
Not a problem, no rush at all right now. All right, see.
Sounds good. 7-3s, and we'll catch you on the next one. Good seeing you today. You have a good rest of your night. This is KE8LAX monitoring.
KE8LAX, N8WRO, statewide one.
N8WRO, go ahead.
I heard you were making a stop. Did you want to do this now, or you want to do it a little later? It doesn't matter to me.
No, we can do it now. I'll pull it up on the mobile.
Copy that. Let me know when you're ready. No rush.
I am looking at the list, KE8LAX.
Copy. Please stand by, N8WRO. Well, I didn't see anything. I'm going to try it one more time. There we go. We're back connected. N8WRO. N8WRO, clear.
KE8LAX, clear and monitoring.
Hey, Whiskey Hotel, Dearborn Heights, monitoring.
AA8W8KE8LAX, Mount Clemens.
Good evening, Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel. How's it going tonight?
Yes, it's going well. I'm sitting waiting to pick someone up from work, and I'm coming in on the Mount Clemens machine, but I'm actually in New Baltimore. I didn't quite catch where you said you were at.
I'm located in Dearborn Heights. Down by, not too far from Michigan, Michigan Avenue, about 100 miles away. So, how's it going this evening? I had a quick time over at work today. I only had about 4 or 5 kids I had to pick up.
Today was pretty good. I had a ARPSC meeting today. Got all that done and squared away, and job interview coming up for some dispatching work. So today's been pretty darn good. You said only a few kids to pick up. Do you drive bus or something along those lines?
Big Roger on that, big 10-4. Yeah. I drive for one of the local bus lines here, and we pick up some kids here in Detroit and basically take them from their homes to school, and then later on I pick them up and bring them back home again. It's not quite as many as I've had in the past, but, there was a time when we had like 60 and 70 kids getting picked up from locations there, and those right now that's kind of not the case.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I don't know if the lack of passengers is a good or a bad thing, but it definitely sounds interesting. I don't know how well you said Dearborn-ish area. Okay, so not too far from the city.
My area, I work over on the east side for National Trails bus line. In fact, my wife also works there. She's a nurse. An RN, so she likes the job and all, but she hates having to get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, some part of me is hoping to get put on nights eventually. But on the other regards, I hate when I'm on my normal morning schedule, I hate having to get up that ungodly early, but. More recently, I don't think I've been going to bed any earlier than 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. So, that wouldn't necessarily be horrible, but I don't think a position like that's a night shift opportunity.
I used to deliver pizzas for a while, and I drove from roughly 3 p.m. till 3 a.m. And one of the things I wound up getting a part-time job that allowed me to work for an airline. I went over there about midnight and worked till about 5 in the morning. And so I still got some pretty good sleep. I definitely did not like working the midnight shifts. Oh, God, those were a terror. So trying to sleep during the daytime, and then you got people out there mowing their grass, playing out there with kids, dogs barking and everything else. Just after a while, it gets kind of hard to sleep like that, even with the curtains closed and everything. It's just, you know. So basically, I didn't mind working, giving up a few hours sleep to get out there and get done early.
Yeah, copy that. As far as pizza deliveries, I don't think we have a place that stays open that late anymore. Not really since COVID. Everything's kind of shut down. I've still yet to find a 24-hour grocery store. I'm glad that I don't work afternoon shift anymore, because I remember getting off work and going to a Meijer or a Walmart, and there's no such place open anymore.
Some of them stay open till 10, some of them even till 11. It just depends. I know Meijer's and Walmart used to stay open till midnight, and of course Meijer's used to stay open 24/7. But there aren't too many Meijer's running around anymore. They got a couple over where I used to live over in Ipsy in Ann Arbor. They have Meijer's there. It's not far from State 94, but it's a bit of a ways from here just to go there. And the thing is, it's like with Walmart. I mean, Walmart, you know, you can pay $24 for a pair of tennis shoes, and it turns out they only pay you 20 cents for the things.
Copy that. Yeah, we have a couple Meijers over here, and we got one at 23 in Gratiot, and we also have one at 26 and 94. Both of those used to be 24, and then we have a Walmart at Hall Road and 94, and or 59 and 94. And both of them, or all three of them, used to be 24 hours. So when COVID came around and they all shut down early, it was like, man, this is really got to suck for afternoon and midnight workers. Well, maybe not midnight, because you get off work and they're open, but afternoon shift for sure.
Remember, we used to have a hydromatic plant over here in Ypsilanti, and it was kind of amazing because they actually had four plants that were running pretty much 24/6. They took Sunday off. But one thing I learned very quickly when I was delivering stuff out to the plant was that you did not want to be near the exits when the plant lit off around 8 o'clock in the evening. It's like when you were like if you happen to be when I was in grade school. And you do not want to be standing near the doors at 3 o'clock when the school went up, because you would probably get run over and trampled.
Oh, I believe it. Some years ago, I worked at a plastics factory, and I did afternoons there, and it was 4 to midnight. And it was the same way. And the parking lot was even more treacherous, because it was the whole parking lot was dirt. And everybody had a rear-wheel drive vehicle, and they'd pull out of there sideways and all sorts of another. It was literally like a crash-up derby at, you know, or made a fair or something. It was wild, and it was every single day. Back over to you, KE8LAX Friday.
KE8LAX Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey O Hotel. That's my business team. Yeah, that's the way it got with over at Powertrain. I mean, they had and the sad thing was it was in a perfect location. Were hoping, they found out that another plant down in Texas did pretty much the same thing, so they decided they wanted to do a little friendly competition to see which one would stay open. And even though you know, the one at the powertrain in Ipsy, you had, like I said, you had four different plants going on there, including a transmission plant, and they had a lot of things going for them. They had their own railroad spur, so they could get stuff off the railroad tracks, and they were located on an airport, so they could get parts that they needed flown up there. And they were located right off a major interstate, so they could get normal trucking stuff going on there. But turns out, of course, the Texas plant won out, and so they wound up laying off. You have 20 years, you got a guaranteed job down in Texas, so you can pay the movie down there. But if you didn't have 20 years, they would essentially lay you off, and after that, you're on your own.
Yeah, that's always kind of a sad thing. But my passenger is about ready to get in the vehicle, so I'm gonna say 7-3s, and hopefully we'll catch you out here again. It was great talking with you. I greatly appreciate it, and I hope you have a good rest of the evening. This is KELAX, and I will be clear and monitoring on your final.
Fine business, Jamie. We'll talk to you later. K-8-L-A-X, Alpha Alpha 8, Whiskey Hotel, and Dearborn Heights. Have a nice evening, and we're going to sit here and listen for a bit, and then pull the plug. 4 o'clock comes off early. 73s, have a good night.